This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they deliberated on a wide range of issues relating to India's economic transformation and long-term development priorities. They also shared perspectives on adding more momentum to the reforms journey and ensuring ease of living as well as ease of doing business. The Economic Advisory Council is an independent body that gives advice to the Government of India, specifically to the Prime Minister, on economic and related issues. Besides the EAC members, two principal secretaries to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra and Shaktikant Das, also attended the meeting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Nepal collaborate closely to maintain security along their long and uniquely open border, and the two countries have always stood by each other in times of need. In his opening remarks during a meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Shishir Khanal last evening in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Nepal share a very special relationship, one that is built on a strong foundation of vibrant people-to-people ties, cross-border connectivity and shared cultural and religious traditions. The External Affairs Minister said there are strong complementarities between the objectives outlined by the Nepal government and the initiatives that India has taken in the neighbourhood. Union Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan yesterday unveiled a bronze statue of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the architect of the Indian Constitution, in Kanigiri, Andhra Pradesh. Addressing a public meeting, Mr. Paswan said, leaders across generations have been inspired by Ambedkar's ideals, including his father, Ram Vilas Paswan. He stressed that the country must continue to progress, guided by constitutional values, and not just invoke but also practice Ambedkar's teachings. Earlier, several leaders, including Andhra Pradesh ministers and MPs, paid floral tributes at the statue. In Balochistan, traders, transporters and business leaders have formed a joint committee to press the government for improved security and compensation for losses caused by attacks on cargo vehicles, road blockades and trade disruptions, according to Dawn. The decision was taken at a meeting led by Quetta Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Haji Muhammad Ayub Mariani. Stakeholders warned the authorities for protests if security does not improve, while Mariani said Pakistan's Prime Minister had assured that a high-level delegation would visit the province to address the concerns. Tensions across West Asia escalated sharply on Saturday after Iran launched ballistic missiles towards United States military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain, prompting a coordinated air defense response by Gulf states and American forces. According to the U.S. Central Command, Iran fired seven ballistic missiles following U.S. strikes on Iranian coastal surveillance and radar installations at Keshem Island and Goruk near the Strait of Hormuz. Initial assessments indicated that six missiles were intercepted, while a seventh failed to reach its target. There were no immediate reports of casualties among U.S. personnel. In chess, 19-year-old Savita Sreebhaskar has won the 2026 Women's Asian Individual Chess Championship in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. With the win, she also secured qualification for the 2027 FIDE Women's World Cup. The Chennai-based international master finished with 7.5 points from 9 rounds, edging Afruza Khamdamova of Uzbekistan on tie breaks. Song Yuxin from China took bronze with 6.5 points. The triumph is the biggest achievement of Savita's career and gives India its 13th Women's Asian Championship title, with the country now winning 3 of the last 4 editions. And in the SAF Women's Championship 2026 final played yesterday in Madgaon, Goa, India defeated the defending champions Bangladesh 3-1 to win the title for a record 6th time. After 7 years, the Blue Tigresses have once again lifted the trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.